Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back, so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Laquita Moore, and what you gonna get is real sore from all the laughing that I give, because 'tis the season here.
What you gonna say? And I got a swollen eyelid.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I got a sty in my eye. But I'm here with the apple of my eye. Also, I am Angel Tanksley, and people know me as That Chick Angel. I stopped with the rhyme scheme, which sucked, but that's okay. I'm here with some guy that I love, some guy that's fit, some guy that is that guy. And he's my co-host. Tell them who you are.
I'm the other host of Is It Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about anything we damn well feel like it.
Ooh.
And that's just what we do.
Is it what we do?
Yeah, it's what we do, and we do it every single week happily and excited to do it with our – I didn't make sense. We do it every single week, and we're excited to do it every single week with our immediate family. That immediate family is our Patreon. They we talk to them before and after we shoot. We do all kinds of special events with them. They see all the good stuff. They see all the behind the scenes stuff. You can be a part of that media family. All you gotta do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low $5 a month, and get in on all this goodness. And we also joined by some wonderful sponsors.
We got two sponsors this episode, Via and Shopify. We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. Feel free to use our URL, our promo code. One, you more than likely going to get a good discount.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the service that they offer is fantastic. So if it's a service that you need, you surely are going to want to give them a try. And then three, it's a great way to partner with us. We appreciate the support, and we hope that you decide to give them a whirl. We also have a guest in the building who literally said to me as he was standing off to the side. First of all, if you didn't know, you can watch this podcast on YouTube. this little child of mine.
Crumbs all over his face.
I was like, what are you doing? He said, I want to be in your video. And I said, come right here. Thinking he was going to stand here. He was like, you're going to get me a chair. And I'm going to sit where I'm supposed to be.
And eat in front of these mics just like my mama.
Yeah. I can't believe this is our last. I mean, I can because we're not having no more.
I can believe our
last baby. And I really cherish every little baby part of him. I notice more than all the rest of them. I'm just like, he still looks like a baby to me because he is the baby. Do you ever look at him like, dang?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
What's the follow-up thought?
This.
Everybody who watched that, your mother just said, we still got to have the girl. Well,
that ain't happening.
Your son don't make girls. Look, she wrote her eyes at him. He didn't understand the assignment. Anyways, Lord help me, this baby. What have you been up to this week?
I've been Christmas shopping.
That's been for the past 2 days.
No, I started Friday. So I went Friday and today.
Uh-huh.
I'm finito. You understand You're what done? I'm saying? Yeah.
You ain't got to get nothing else.
You got to get a damn thing else.
I realize there's one nephew that I need to get something for, and then I'm done. Then I am finito, and that's the one that's his age. I said, wait a minute. What did I get him? I realized I hadn't gotten him anything, so.
Yeah, I've been trying to clean and straighten up. I've been shopping. And actually, yesterday, my goal was to relax and do absolutely nothing. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I got some plumbing I need to do at the house. I'm putting it off. I was trying to get it done before all the events and stuff happened at the house. I might not do it till next year.
Oh, the plumbing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand.
That water just going to be wasted. Water bill might be a little higher than usual, but we'll survive.
I can't
blame it on her this time. Yeah, because you ain't washing mama. Will wash 9 loads of clothes a day. These kids will take their clothes off, jump in the shower. By the time they get out the shower, the clothes is washed, dried, folded, and back for them to put it on again. She literally raised our water bill. I had to disconnect the water from the washing machine to keep her from doing that.
And she figured out how to reconnect
us to
it.
Pushed us to another a higher tier of water consumption on the bill.
Now, let me tell you, I don't know nobody who complains as much as this man does during the holiday season. And listen,
did y'all stress
mama,
me out?
His mama just...
This one and that one stress me out.
How I stress you out, baby?
Rewind it to the beginning.
Oh, so. No, I'm saying the holiday season, regardless. Marcus gets into old daddy fussy mood. And I don't get
old daddy fussy. I just want mama to relax.
Well, she's doing what she wants to do. Apparently, that's relaxing to her.
Oh, I'm going to get your Airbnb.
It is relaxing to her.
Mama got up. She started cooking breakfast for the boys. Fine. Go on, cook your breakfast. Then me and Angel was talking about doing stuff.
Your cousin's on here.
Juliana.
Yes. She said, put my aunt on the pod.
She going to be on here. Then mama got to worry about what we was doing. Well, ain't you got to, what time you feed the dogs? What's ain't mom? Just worry about the breakfast. Why you worry about what everybody else is doing? Then she started scrubbing my nonstick pans. I said, that's when I said, no, you staying at Airbnb. I ain't doing this. Every time mama come out here, don't scrub them skillets.
Patreon said, Marcus over here complaining about blessings.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
They said, she come over here and do laundry.
Yeah, well, all right. You think that you're going to be mad because you got to buy a bunch of stuff next year.
It never fails. I'll be like, Marcus, just, it's okay, baby. It's all right. We're going to have a wonderful Christmas time. Angel, what you been doing this week? You know what? What I've been doing this week is a lot, you know, working on this one application that Mocha Mom is putting into Nationals, working on getting things together for our Christmas Eve party because I really wanted to feel. I love the feeling of black holiday movies. Heck, I love the feeling of most holiday movies, to be honest.
Yeah, them black holiday movies do it for me.
Yeah.
This Christmas, I didn't realize how much I like that movie.
I know you said that recently. I love that feeling. I love being able to do that. It's been a long time since we've celebrated in Kentucky. My mother no longer lives there. We used to have the tradition of Christmas Day. We would be at Marcus's parents' house, especially when Mr. Nate was alive. It would be so many of us there. Mr. Nate is Marcus's dad. Their older grandkids would eventually pop by, Natia and Nate. And then by around mid-afternoon, I would gather up my children, go over to my mother's house, and then eventually Marcus would meet us over there, and then I would spend Christmas with, we would spend Christmas with my mom and my sisters and their children. So this is one of the first Christmases in a long time that me and all of my sisters are spending Christmas with my mother. So I'm super duper excited. So as much as Marcus is like, so many people in the house, it won't ruin my Christmas spirit. I am so super duper excited. I'm going to make sure my man is liquored up, loved up on. You're going to want to be annoyed, but you're going to be like, man, I'm so blessed. And I know, got his mama here.
I do appreciate it.
Act like it. Yeah.
Shut up.
So, been working on that, but I got a sty that I know felt coming on yesterday, because every time I closed my eyes, it felt sore. No, something is in my eye. And now it's just puffy. So I'm going to get a warm compress and get some drops from CVS today. See if I can get this to go down instead of get bigger. Because it looks like I am have been abused. Amar is making this Capri Sun sound so yummy. Is it good? Was it tasty?
I don't really trust in things.
Yeah, because you can't see inside of them.
They did. They were at one point in time. The back was clear. And then they realized, oh, you can see the mold. And they changed them back to where you couldn't see them. Because it was at one point in time I used to cut them open for them and pour them in there. And I would catch particles and stuff inside them containers. We're going to stop getting them things.
I'm okay with that.
I don't trust it.
Well, none of them are really, even the...
I know, but I don't need the bad to be even worse than what it should be.
Right, but like, so you're saying go to the cardboard box juices or what?
I don't know what we're going to do.
Right.
Exactly. We need them barrel drink. What's some ones that the cut your lip up?
Oh no, the ones that really ain't juice.
Yeah, get them. It's basically the melted popsicle.
There you go. Melted lollipop.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we want to do Tanksley Pride or In My Feelings? Give me some tissue so I can clean your nose. Somebody give me some tissue, please. Come on, Marcus, which one are we doing?
What did we do last week?
I think we did. It's in the HTT office. I think we did In My Feelings. Okay.
It was most of the episode, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. Yeah, it was In My Feelings.
So we can do Tanksley Pride.
All right, let's do Tanksley Pride. Tanksley Pride is a segment on our podcast where you go ahead and explain.
Segment on our podcast, we talk about one or all or experiences of our four boys. They are the Tanksley Pride. That's why we call them. We are proud of them. They are our lion pride. We call them the pride. And that's Tanksley Pride.
So what we'll do, since this is a Christmas episode, we're going to put a little bit of this on them. Little Marcus, you ain't got to go nowhere because you're going to be first up. Since this is the...
Why don't we do him first?
I'm doing so he can follow suit. I want them to hear what did you ask for Christmas? And what's something you didn't ask for Christmas that if you got, you would be blown away?
What I asked for Christmas?
Wait a minute, you got to get into a mic. So give us a second to get a mic closer to you. Yeah, pull it behind you, yeah. All right. After Marcus talks, you're going to talk into that mic. All right, okay, swing it, yeah.
All right, now I'm about to be...
He's good.
So what I asked for this Christmas, it was PC upgrade. I forgot the exact thing that I'm upgrading. And then I asked for... a few PS5 games, clothes, and money.
Okay. Now, what didn't you ask for that you would want and you would be so shocked if you got?
A new PC. I mean, my one I have right now is fine, but if I was able to, I would ask for a new PC.
Well, he keeps saying he's upgrading a PC. He's building one.
I am upgrading it.
He's building a whole new PC.
If I was building one, that means you have to... had like a new case, power box, and all the other stuff.
Yeah, I like this.
To build one, you need CPU, GPU, a case, motherboard, the PSU, whatever, like a power box. It comes different wattages. I don't know the exact wattages that you need for specific things, but you need like cooling fans. What else? Cords.
Your daddy got excited. He said, "Well, you said a CPU and a PCU."
I got soldering equipment. I got all of that. You get the plexiglass; it can be see-through. Custom make it. You
don't
do it.
I mean, yeah, that'd be pretty neat. Yeah.
Look at his face. That'd be pretty neat. Yeah, that'd be pretty neat. Okay. All right. Thanks, LeBron Marcus. Right. Thank you so much. Okay, Amar. What did you ask for Christmas?
I asked for a rainbow iPad holder.
Okay, can you talk like a big boy?
I asked for a rainbow iPad holder.
Okay, and what would be a big surprise for Christmas?
You don't know
what would be a big surprise. Okay, you can keep thinking about it, and we'll come back to you, okay? Okay. All right, Kai.
Now, hold up. The stuff that Marcus done asked for, I'm like, so he don't want a car.
Him getting a car is our gift. That's our gift to us.
Yeah, you're going to have to get up. Somebody else got to get there.
Here, come sit beside me. Come on. No, just come this way, baby.
Sit beside your mama.
All right, we have the younger twin. Kai, what did you ask for Christmas?
Like one thing?
Or you could just rattle off your list.
I guess I'll do one thing because I can't remember my whole list. I asked for a basketball hoop.
And what else?
I thought I was just...
No, name some other stuff that you asked for.
Asked for NBA 2K.
He didn't ask us for none of this stuff, so I don't know who he asked this.
Nine different lists. He your list, her list, your mama list.
Well, no, he didn't make my mama's. Oh, yeah, you did make her separate list. He said, yeah, I did. Anything. Okay, let you remember it, and then
NBA 2K.
Like a the basketball. Old school?
Did they stop naming them?
Like 2024, 2025.
Okay, well, you know, 2K was back in year 2000. I remember that. I played that one.
Daddy just talking into the air. You know they can't hear you. I know. Let him finish, and I want you to say yours in the mic. So NBA 2K, he asked for a watch. He asked for basketball leg and sleeve, arm sleeve and leg sleeve, basketball shoes.
Well, I already know I'm not going to get the arm sleeve and leg sleeve.
Files.
Skateboard. You were just literally writing out stuff that you just thought of. Like, that'd be neat. Tire iron.
So what else would you... What would be a huge surprise that you didn't ask for?
I don't know.
You don't know? He's like, because I made sure I put everything on it.
It would be a surprise that you did ask for, because some of this stuff you're lost your mind on.
Yeah. Probably them sleeves, because I'm like.
I explained to him what the sleeve was. I was like, you still want it? He was like, no, I don't think I want the sleeve.
Oh, to help with arthritis?
Yeah.
You like it for the fashion. Injuries.
Yeah, I said, he said, you wear one when you drive your car. I was like, let's keep the sun off my arms.
He's like, yeah, I got to keep the sun off my arms while I play ball indoors. Okay, thank you so much, Kai. Okay, Amar, what was it?
The rainbow iPad holder and Roblox.
In Robux?
Yeah.
Okay. So why are you not already over here? Like, you don't know what order, what's going on?
Sitting back in the couch and then got comfortable.
Oh, Lord. He's like, I'm sitting with my granny. I don't got to participate in none of these shenanigans.
He ain't patting the chair, so we know.
They said Mr. Riz. That's what they called you, Kai. And Lil Marcus, they said that you should do a liquid cooling. What is it? It was.
We got to hook it up to the plumbing. Oh, we're going to make it happen.
Oh, Lord. It's short circuit, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty effective. I love what my son sounds like, such a little nerd. Oh, it's pretty effective when you think about cooling off the CPU and the PCU. Listen, that's Tanksley TV content.
Yeah. You already know.
All right, and holding it down, the adorable one. I know you know what you're doing. Hey, why are you getting a... What did you ask for this Christmas?
I'm trying to remember because I haven't. Well, I did see it yesterday.
You saw what yesterday?
My Christmas list.
Oh.
Was it? Wait.
You didn't ask for a whole lot. You couldn't think of
that. And the stuff he asked for, he didn't even know what it was.
What? Oh.
He's like, I need a spy kid suitcase. I was like, what is that? I don't know. Raya has something. Is that not what you said? He asked for coloring book, markers.
Oh, yeah.
Is coloring calming to you? I don't ever see you color.
Well, I like coloring now. It's just I don't have anything to color.
Oh, Amar has all the coloring stuff in his room.
He really got 1,900 coloring books. Why are you asking for coloring?
All right,
go. What else?
Oh, I asked for a book light. So you could read at night.
You didn't ask me for no book light.
Yeah, that's on Granny's list.
Oh, my God. Damn, these. Jeez Louise, you spoiled, rotten ass kids.
So you can read at night in the bed. You don't read when you're supposed to read after school.
He does. He reads. Okay, what would you be very surprised with?
What you want for Christmas?
coloring books, markers,
protractor, digital compass.
What?
Abacus.
If he asked for that, I would die. What would you be super duper surprised if you got?
I don't really know. I don't know.
You can't think of anything? So yeah. I was...
Not really.
You wouldn't be surprised if I came up in there with a hamster?
No.
Y'all should be. Yeah, y'all should be surprised.
We're going to get you all a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
that Si will be, I can't. It just scares me. Si and Amar were the hardest ones to shop for because Amar's list was really small. Turn that down. Amar's list really was a rainbow iPad holder. Yes. It's actually pajama top. And then Si had stuff on there. Spy. I was like, are you a spy or a detective? Which one?
I said spy.
Tell me, do you know the difference between a spy and a detective? What does a spy do?
Be sneaky and find clues. And a detective, finds clues and is really not that sneaky. Wait, well,
you actually seem to want to be a detective, not a spy.
Oh,
detectives are sneaky. Detectives are the ones that take pictures when nobody's paying attention. They collect a bunch of evidence.
They investigate.
Yes. Yeah, they do. Sometimes spies do more dangerous missions, and they have to conceal their identity. Like they have to put on fake faces. They have to pretend like they're. This always happens for some reason. They have to pretend like they're the wait staff. Spies are always a part of the wait staff.
Every time, somebody always hiring, and a spy is always willing to get. You
You know, when y'all be leaving stuff out on the countertop and y'all be like, the table, I'll be like, who did this? And everybody be like, no. And I'll be like, didn't I see you eating something? Did you eat today? And I start asking y'all questions. That's being a detective. Getting to the bottom of the ignorance and the mess, the shenanigans.
There's the police detective like your uncle, BJ, and then there's the private detective. And that's when the damsel in the stress comes in. And like, so this would be Arya. She would play this role. She'll be like,
as the dame walked in and it was 12 noon.
Mr. Sir, I can't find my little puppy Fluffy. The last time I saw her, she was standing by the door barking. And I came downstairs after I went to the powder room and she was gone. Can you help me, please?
Well, I reckon I can give you a swing at this and figure out what's going on here. What time of the day was it?
It was real late.
He's taking notes. It was late. Was the sun up or was the sun down?
The sun had been gone for at least an hour or two.
Do you have anybody that you may have think would have wanted to steal this rat?
Nobody would ever want to steal Fluffy. And I asked my maid, Conchita, and she said, yo no see.
All right, this got racist real quick. See, if that was me, Angel, now Marcus.
No, it's
now
not.
Marcus.
Yo no comprendo. Yo no comprendo. But yeah, that's also detecting. Okay.
He's like, you take it off the list.
He's like, don't want to do that. All right, Sai, thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
You're welcome.
So sweet. Well, you know who else I want to thank for joining the podcast today? That would be Sai. Make sure you stay in the kitchen while I do this ad. You could put the camera on me, Marcus. Via. Oh, my goodness. I got a package from Via this week, and it really made the season even brighter. It made the season more lit. Cuffing season is here. Want to add some holiday cheer into the bedroom? Spice up your life using the natural power of hemp with Via. Via has developed a unique blend of pleasure-enhancing cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and a medium dose of THC all into one mind-blowing gummy called High Love. We're talking about pairing aphrodisiac herbs with a mild amount of THC. Their best-selling High Love gummy will awaken your senses, increase blood flow, and intensify any sexual experience. Via just dropped their High Love bundle, which includes a pack of gummies and a THCA vape, so you can unlock the full experience at a reasonable price. Via is also well-renowned for their award-winning THC and THC-free gummies and vapes, THC flower, soothing topicals, and calming drops, all crafted with the highest quality hemp sourced from trusted, independently owned American farms. And the best part? Via legally ships to nearly all states in the U.S. in discreet packaging directly to your door with a worry-free guarantee. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, check out our link to Via's website in our description for 15% off with the code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Now listen, I love the box that we got. We both got our own separate box because we are two very different people. And they put together all of these amazing different products of theirs that they thought that I could definitely love and use. And I don't know if you know this, I love supplements in gummy form. So I am so grateful that they have so many amazing gummies. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Their High Love is definitely my favorite out of all of them. But they've got some other ones that really tickle my fancy. Unlock the power of nature with Via's organic and vegan hemp extracts. Perfect for relaxation and rejuvenation. Via is the only lifestyle hemp brand. They use compounds found in hemp along with active plant extracts to create products with a specific effect in mind. So whether you want to get better sleep, ease anxiety, enhance your mood, or just get high, they've got something for you. The sleep one is one that I know Marcus is going to be Marcus's very best friend. That is what I do know. Okay. So if you're 21 plus, just check out the link to Viya in our description and use code ARGUE to receive 15% off. After you've purchased, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. This holiday season, enhance your everyday with Viya. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allbirds or Skims, you're sure to think about a great product, a cool brand, and a brilliant marketing strategy. But an often overlooked secret is actually the business's behind the business, making selling for the shopper and for buying simple. And for millions of those businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. In the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversion up to 50%, baby, you ain't gonna find no better place. Meaning way less carts go abandoned and way more sales going cha-ching. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling and strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Now, I use Shopify for my business. Marcus used Shopify for his business. Mm-hmm. We would not be in business without Shopify. So upgrade your business and get the same checkout as Skims, okay, as they use. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
All lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
To upgrade your selling today, that's Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
So we're back, and we're in my mom's backyard. If you're watching, it looks differently.
I thought you were just about to call the person.
And if you all didn't know, it's a Cali Christmas this year. And yeah, unlike most Cali Christmases.
I thought you was falling back. I was about to come over there. Because I said, you know, somebody fall back in the chair, they fall real slow.
Yeah, ain't nothing they can do. What makes this Cali Christmas different this year is that we have so many more family members here than usual. Typically, we only have my mother and his mom at most,
and the kids.
Well, yeah, the children that are always here.
Yeah,
this year we have added an additional 21 people. Aunt Judy, who now resides in California, as well as all of my sisters and any of their children who are capable of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And their grandkids that are capable of coming out here.
And then a few extra random people.
And then loved ones of our extended family. So they're not random. Get into the damn Christmas spirit.
I'm in it. This is what happens around Christmas.
No, truly what it is my niece's boyfriend, he came out to celebrate with us. And then, but my brother-in-law's brother also came out here with his girlfriend and children. So yeah, not random.
For someone that has never met these people, they're random.
No, random to me is people that there's no connection at all to anyone, is what I'm saying.
Okay. To you. To me, it's random.
All right, shut up. Who's our first guest?
Danny's already up.
Come on. It's
coming in hot.
Give it up for my brother-in-law. This is Daniel Patrick Murphy, Esquire, Junior.
A.K.A. Junior.
Yeah, A.K.A.
A.K.A. Doodabba.
Doodabba. Yeah. A.K.A. the Associate Dean,
Senior
Vice President,
Dean.
Oh, Senior Vice President of the University of Kentucky, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, he's a dean of a law school.
It's a long title.
It is. Say the title.
Senior Assistant Dean of Community Engagement and Operations.
Is there any other assistant dean?
There are some other assistant deans, and there's a couple associate deans.
But no senior. Understand what he said.
Senior.
Assistant dean. Senior. So I therefore call him the vice president of the University of Kentucky. Yes. He built a $1 billion building for the law school.
$56 million.
That billion to me. That if I had $56 million, you wouldn't be able to tell me I wasn't a billionaire. I can tell you that right now.
You part next
to I won't be. I bet you I still won't feel it. I still, that much money will make me blind. Okay, so this is our Christmas special. So, Danny, what is your...
Oh.
But what?
Danny is also the spouse.
Yes, yes.
To Melissa.
Yes. I figure they figure that out.
I don't know.
Well, they know Melissa is Judge Murphy.
This is the judge's husband. So you see that the power couple that they are.
Well, I'm the driver and the security. And the dishwasher and all those things on that other job. But
Danny, what is your funniest Christmas memory, holiday memory?
Oh my gosh. Funniest Christmas memory. I have to say looking back on it, a lot of them were funny because we believed in Santa Claus, which, you know, that's a whole different thing in this family. And so,
correct.
And so when I look back on how far my grandfather took Santa Claus to get us to believe, and my dad and my mom, like, it didn't snow a lot in Kentucky. So then how did Santa get here? He came on a fire truck. And my granddaddy would park the fire truck down at the end of the street because he was a fireman in our little hometown. And
keep going, Danny.
Oh, and so I just look back at like how far they went to make us keep believing in Santa Claus, and like we would go into deep sleeps because if you didn't, then you might get charcoal for Christmas or ashes in your or pepper in your eyes, and all these things that made us go to sleep.
Pepper in your eyes.
We're gonna make it up as we go.
Yeah,
hey, so, that's why you got hot sauce on your teeth.
But we would, I mean, we'd sleep so deep that like we'd wake up and the toys would be, the little racetrack would be racing, and somehow we slept through it. So,
oh my God!
So yeah, I look back and just, you know, how they got us to believe in the Santa till we were like 10 or 11. I don't know, but it worked, and it worked for my kids.
So your family believed in lies, lies, deceit, and lies. And Marcus, but this family liked to lie to him as well.
See, somebody said it last week. Perfect is what I always say. They said, "You don't want those kids to believe in Santa, but you believed in that baby daddy."
Listen, that's what he did. He texted.
That's probably like, "This is the family to be talking about lies."
Yeah. Yeah.
So at least let us have Santa, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Santa at least brings some joy.
Our lives had high stakes, though.
I was in...
We're going to lie. There's got to be some stakes.
I was in love. I was so in love. Yeah. That was a lie.
No.
At least Santa.
Yeah.
Santa brings it real.
Santa brings it real. And what is one thing you're looking forward to this Christmas season?
Same thing I look to every year is now it's about family time. Absolutely about family,
family time.
Yeah. The gifts are cool and when you have that, but there's not like family and friend time.
Oh, and we've got more family here we're about to have everybody come to this good old chair.
All right.
Thank you to our ice cold.
Ice. Home six.
Brother-in-law. We actually about to have our next brother-in-law sit on in. He just got here. Go on, get in this hot seat.
He ain't even had breakfast yet.
Uh-oh. Yes, this is.
Off the cuff. What's happening?
This is my brother-in-law, Joshua Brown. A.K.A. Pastor Brown, A.K.A. Brother Brown. He is married to my sister Daisy, because don't get it confused. We have two sanctions of Browns. We have the Kentucky Browns and the Maryland Browns. So this is the Kentucky Browns.
Kentucky Brown.
Joshua. Jack. But you did the same thing while you over here making the same face. She was like, there's another Brown.
Marvel Creek Browns. Nicholasville Browns.
Yeah. So
Marcus know about that.
I don't.
He don't. He know Nicholasville. That's it. Yeah, Marvel Creek. That's
I'm
country.
I'm going to move the camera, get him off sides. But Joshua, we're asking, what was your funniest Christmas memory?
Ooh, let's see here. Funniest Christmas memory. Let me see here. That's a hard one, actually. Let's see here. Funniest. Oh, let me think here. Yes, that's a tough one, ain't
it? Is it a tough one? Yeah, now, mind you, me and Josh grew up together. We went to he is a few years my sister's junior, okay?
Just a few.
So me and Josh are actually the same age. So we grew up together in the same Sunday school class, all of that. So
Daddy
nothing.
Was teaching the class.
well, no. By the time she got to teaching the class, he was teaching the class as well.
That's it. I was.
He was already.
I was 18.
Yeah.
I was 18. She was teacher and I was co-teacher.
So you can't even think of memories from New Hope.
Oh, funny. Let's see here. Oh, man. Well, let's see here. Did I play? Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Oh,
no, that was more like Easter. Everybody was like, I should have been the one crucifying Jesus because, you know, I was like half white or whatever.
They said, get the half white boy up here to kill our Savior.
Roman soldier, but you know, like the Jews, I don't know, like something like, it's more along the lines of Easter or whatever. You know, I'm biracial. And so, that's it. I am biracial. Black and white.
Well, if you can't think of your funniest memory, what are you hoping for this Cali Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. It's actually going to be a great one for sure. We got all the family here, so I'm excited about that. So we're very family-oriented, all of us, mm-hmm. And so we're glad to be here with everyone. Just enjoying the weather. It doesn't seem like Christmas because it's not cold here, but lately I've been getting cold and staying cold, and so I'm actually happy. It's age. I done lost a few pounds.
Come on, Josh. So, yeah, losing the pounds.
Yeah, I done lost a few pounds, about 15.
Yeah, okay.
15 pounds, yeah. And so it's it was like a bear. That's it. It's like
it's like the windbreaker.
Yeah, exactly. It's the first year where it's like I gotta get me a coat. Like I went to Academy Sports and got me a nice coat and some gloves and a toboggan and all that stuff. Just in general. But it's 17
you
degrees.
Know you're in California.
It was 17 degrees last night.
So glad I'm not there.
Yeah, from 17 to 79. Yes.
Now Joshua has a 3D printer.
Yes.
And let me tell you, this man has built a house for a family of eight out of that 3D printer. Are you sad that you're not near your 3D printer door?
I almost brought it with me.
I'm not surprised.
I was like that close because there's a few more things I could have done, but it wasn't going to make it here. It's not that expensive, but it wasn't going.
If we know somebody that got a 3D printer that you can borrow, I'll make sure.
I'm on so many Facebook groups, I'm sure I can find somebody.
Roger only lives 5 miles down the road.
That's it. I'll be like, I'm in L.A. I need y'all to print a few things for me. Who's got me?
3D 79 Nicholsville. I'm out here in L.A. Where's your printer at? Where my printer brothers at?
That's it. That is it. It's a whole cult following now.
Oh, yeah, I wish I had it on me. I took from him this really, it's so pretty. It takes me back to my childhood because these are the things that would have probably had me wanting to spend $30 at a daggone Chuck E. Cheese to have. Is a silk lime green Grinch.
That's it.
Yep. And it's shiny. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was like, can I have it?
y'all will see a lot. I have been 3D printing for the last 2.5 days. Probably close to 25 different things. So
cannot wait.
Y'all gonna see. You're gonna see a lot.
Can't wait. Luggage.
I have my own. I had my own suitcase. One suitcase just dedicated to the gifts.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I am being a crafter. 3D mm-hmm. printing is just the elevated version of crafting.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes. So it's been some work. It's been some work.
Thank you.
I've had 2 hours of sleep in the last 48 hours.
Because he's been 3D printing.
Yes. Every 2 hours I wake up.
All the lights on. He's got the shining on the table.
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. I got a light.
Programming.
Yeah, the whole thing. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. So y'all will see them.
Cannot wait. Well, thank you so much.
I'm loving it.
Brother Josh, we greatly appreciate you. We're going to have your wife take your seat.
All right.
Oh, it is a Cali Christmas episode. And we've got the family here.
Step ladder.
And, of course, my brother is already coming out with the jokes.
Always.
therapist, so. Therapist to the stars and to the strange. Is she the crybaby now, too? She is. She was the one crying at her ribbon cutting, even though Melissa cries for words. What's up going on with your elbow, Melissa? I just looked over. I know. I just looked over at Melissa and something's on her elbow.
She looked at me. She said, "You're looking so good."
Look at
she
that, Melissa. I mean, look at that. Oh. What is that? Oh, my God.
Psoriasis.
Help us. We need a Christmas miracle.
What?
We go. No, that's not psoriasis. That's We Go V.
Oh, We Go V. Oh.
That's like weight loss. Oh. That's what we all get for Christmas. Yes. We Go V. All right. We have, as I said, Therapist to the Stars and to the Strange, the owner of the new Champion Therapy Center.
Yay.
Daisy Brown, LSCW, pastor, minister, all the things.
All the things.
Daisy, what is your funniest Christmas memory?
Probably watching y'all do like shadow puppets and play with pencils. For Christmas, you and Melissa, because I didn't get anything. So they had pencils for Christmas.
We did get pencils, at least.
They gave each other pencils for Christmas.
Yes, we gave each other
that
gift.
My mom didn't give us anything. They had pencils, and just watching y'all do the shadow puppets with the pencils was probably my best. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
It is definitely a trauma thing.
This is why. I'm like, why would you ever put Santa Claus on top of that? I'll be like, F that man.
He gave me pencils.
He only gave me pencils. And he didn't give my sister anything.
This makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you should have really believed in it. It's like, this white man didn't bring us
nothing. At that
point. You can't tell me it ain't no, because ain't no way my mama would have let us go without on Christmas. It had to be some white man doing that.
I've been like, that's all right. I believe in Kwanzaa King. Kwanzaa King going to get us something. King Kwanzaa. Oh, yes.
That's
yes. It. People don't, you know, sometimes when you play Trauma Olympics or Poverty Olympics, as I like to call it, people always think they're going to be able to get us. And I'm like, no. Pencils and a Milli Vanilli tape.
Oh, yeah. We were doing candlelight dinners before they were in style. That's because we had them lights, so it was candlelight dinners. We had them.
I said my mother would get me a bunch of stuff and put it all on layaway, and I knew that's where it would lay.
Right there.
Away right there. It was never coming home.
Nope.
It was just nice to think.
No.
It's gone.
See, hold up. See, I made a comment about this. We was doing this podcast we used to do, TBTB, and they was the other three hosts decided they, you know, these people had money, like it was a bad thing. I'm like, it ain't my fault that y'all's parents made a bunch of dumbass financial decisions that left y'all broke. Why am I the butt of the joke? Because my parents thought, let's save
because
a little bit of money.
The game is Poverty Olympics, not Money Olympics, so you lose.
We weren't rich by any means. Okay, huh?
Your family. Still
we had
has
a house,
land.
A front yard, and a backyard.
No, your family has land.
Oh, y'all talking about out there?
That's land.
We wasn't making no money off of that.
It doesn't matter.
And
land
guess where that
money.
Land came from? Slaves. All right, free slaves. Free slaves.
Well, I was about to say this. You don't think we came from slaves too?
Your slaves didn't save up and do what they were supposed to do. Y'all was out there on the whiskey. Well, now I was like, let's keep working to save some of this money and buy this land.
Y'all probably just hung them up with the pigs in that damn barn, the slave master.
Again, that's a hustle. Butchers. White folk like buying meat.
First of
we
all,
kill
don't,
meat.
My family had hustles. It's just it didn't
We had
turn
legal
out.
Ones.
Okay, well, we had legal ones. Show off. That's why we you didn't. Lose every time.
We didn't have legal ones.
Okay, so, Daisy, what are you looking forward to this Cali Christmas?
Right now, sleep.
Oh, why?
Oh, because I've only had 3 hours of sleep. I was asleep before we took off on the runway.
So that means, and that was a long flight, so you got more than 3 hours.
I was bobbing and weaving so bad that Josh was like, here, just go ahead and sit your neck up. Put the thing around your neck, because I was fighting.
Oh,
so sleep, and then also being with everybody and eating real good. And all the things.
And all the things.
And all the things. Yes.
All of Daisy's children are here.
Yes, they are.
Is Portia's boyfriend here yet?
Portia's boyfriend is here too. He flew in with them.
All right. All right.
Everybody's here. The gang's all here.
The gang is all here, and we're going to have a good time. We are. Wait a minute. Is Jeremiah here yet?
Yes. Jeremiah flew in with them, too.
So the whole gang is here.
Everybody.
And we're going to have a Merry Christmas. Well, thank you so much, Daisy.
You are so welcome.
We're having a blast. We're going to sub you in with your younger sister, the one with psoriasis on her elbow and a bad knee.
You sitting in the worst chair possible.
That whole chair about to follow her. Oh, she can't walk. She can walk. She can't bend. What didn't happen?
Have you iced it?
No, I haven't iced it.
You got your cakes all up in the camera.
No. Yeah. Big old booty.
Very large.
This is probably the sister that y'all have seen.
It is. This is my film.
This is the sister that y'all have probably seen the most because she's done content with people outside of us.
And I'm closer in age to her, and I'm her favorite.
Oh, God,
yeah, it doesn't matter what anyone says. It's okay.
This is the Honorable Judge Melissa Moore Murphy, Esquire.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hey.
So Melissa, go here.
My seal.
They have nicknames for each other.
Feel.
And seal. Mm-hmm. They can both go to hell. They get on my nerves when they get together. Don't worry. If your siblings ever came along, maybe we would have fun.
They right where I want them. They right there at home, comfortable where I want them. I love it for them.
Me and Pete would be jacked together. Muscles. Yeah.
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 He just said, how come we know Kutcher's coming out there?
Is that what he just said?
Yeah, when he was on the phone on his birthday.
And then what? I asked you if you were inviting them, and you said no.
They don't need an invitation. They know this.
That's true. I think they do. Good point. I think they want one.
They don't, but they don't.
They do want one.
But they don't need one, and that's no.
No.
Hey, I fit.
Well, I'm going to make sure I beg and bribe them next year. And Marcus is going to be like, why they here?
He'll enjoy it.
Okay, what is your favorite Christmas, funniest Christmas memory?
Well, just to piggyback on what Daisy shared. So we did have a Christmas that we went to the U of L bookstore and we exchanged pencils.
Yes, we did.
And bought my mom Milli Vanilli cassette tape.
Yes, we did.
And it was just Blame It on the Rain. It was just the single.
Just the single.
Just the single. And she really enjoyed that song. Yeah, and she would sing it all the time.
Yes.
Blame it on the stars that shine at night. Whatever you do, don't put the blame on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She loved that song. So that was the gift. It's quite hilarious. We also didn't have a true Christmas tree. It was like a shellac piece of wood of some sort.
Well, what's great, most people don't realize this, we would get the tree on Christmas Eve.
Yes, because it was on sale.
Yeah.
It was on sale.
We would decorate it. We would still be decorating. It would turn into Christmas day. We would still decorate
putting ornaments on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all had money.
We did.
Because we had the same tree. You take the little things and you stab them into the wood.
They can't hear you. They can't hear you, Marcus.
We never bought no Christmas tree. We bought one. The entire, 16 years we was living in that house, and prior to me being born, the other apartment and house that they had. Didn't buy no new tree every year.
Well, we had a live one.
We had a live one.
No, we had a dead one. It was made of wood. It was made of wood. And that thing was used year in and year out.
Well, we got
same light, same tree
every year.
And that's where y'all's Christmas gifts went in that tree.
We also did play this wonderful game as well, because you talked about layaway. There was that layaway, but we also did play the game where we would all go to the store and buy the gifts.
Oh, the gifts would come
and
home.
We would wrap them.
Yes,
and we would open them on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what we did on the 26th?
On the 26th.
On the 26th, we had the receipts, and we were in Kmart. And we were in Sears.
Returning them all.
Returning every last bit.
Returning them
but
all.
But we had the joy of opening those
Come
presents.
On, opening, being
on
like
that day, just like everyone else. So when we got to school, when we went back and they asked us what we opened on Christmas Day, we weren't lying.
We could say what we opened.
We opened several things on Christmas Day.
We still
would be returning them on the 26th.
But
what
Santa
kind of Santa is that?
Right. When Santa got snuck back in the house and got to kids.
They're funny now. Again,
funny.
Hindsight. Hindsight. So, but no, Christmas is always a joyous occasion. Also, because I'm a Christmas baby, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of the funniest things is having those parties where no one would show up.
No one. Not a soul.
No.
Not a soul.
Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
The thing is, they weren't throwing you birthday parties.
Like, we threw a full birthday party.
And
send
no
out
one
invitations.
Would.
And nobody.
Your mama wasn't throwing you birthday parties, was she? She don't remember.
I do. I remember the people that were already there showing up.
Did they know that? I don't think they knew that there was a party. What you talking about?
Who didn't know?
You said the people who were there showing up.
Meaning my granny, my aunt.
It was cold, though.
My sister that rode with us to my granny's house where the party was thrown.
But did your mother?
I had cousins around the lane playing. I'm cutting the cake by my goddamn self. Misspelled name on the cake.
Now, that I did see. They did spell it with a K.
Oh,
and this is in January. This ain't got nothing to do with December.
U.S. But did they invite the cousins over?
Where you get the U.S. from?
Oh, it just said Mark.
Yes.
Mark.
What y'all talking about?
Did your mama invite your cousins over, though?
Like, did she at least go outside?
No, doesn't matter at this point.
No, what we're saying is invitations went out. And nobody came.
No one showed up. And then my aunt would tell me that I was being selfish and just completely rude because I cried because no one showed. Yep, you knew exactly which aunt. Wow. That's the aunt.
Because we were really, I was like, wow. I mean, did nobody ring the doorbell? I remember that. Yeah, I remember. I was like.
I am not going to cry about it now, Mom. Thank you.
Yeah.
I did, but I had to throw my 40th for myself.
But that's how you're supposed to
but
do
that's,
birthday
yeah,
parties. Because they want to be on camera.
Because they want to be on camera.
Y'all gonna get y'all's turn?
No, the twins already had their turn.
So this one here belongs to me.
My
Can you
baby.
Tell? The mayor. What's your name?
The mayor.
Micah Murphy.
No, he's got to be. Well, no, he gets his own turn.
Oh, okay, go
what
away.
What are you hoping for?
What am I hoping for?
This Christmas. What
this
are
Christmas.
You? What are you looking forward to, I should say?
No, not you yet.
Hold on. You can stand there, but it's your mother's question.
What I'm hoping for is, yes, I think what everyone's saying, just time to spend with family. I am really looking forward to our Christmas Eve brunch and party because there is no party like a Tanksley party.
Yeah.
And I don't like that Daisy has been a part of a party that I wasn't. And so
Daisy was at Marcus's 40th and it was lit. It's the best party we've ever thrown.
Yes. And they keep rubbing it in. So yeah, therefore I keep trying to chase
no.
any type of activity so I can get that back.
Me and Daisy were supposed to be, and we'll be, I invited Daisy.
I did not
and
crash
Melissa
that.
Said,
I did not crash it.
And I will be there as well.
I still don't understand why that was a problem.
It wasn't.
The Lord had need of me.
Yes, he did. He did. And we greatly appreciate you.
He had his way.
All right.
Sam.
Thank you, Judge Murphy.
Bye,
and
guys.
Since you are right here, we're going to have the mayor of Lexington sit on down. And this is, he could have been, he's little. My nephew, Melissa's second youngest, because she does have another child she didn't birth. This is Micah Murphy. How are you?
I'm great.
You're great. How old are you?
12.
What grade are you in?
I'm in 7th grade.
He's in 7th grade. If you all are watching our Vlogmas, you saw I showed a little snippet of his school that he goes to. What is it called?
Carter G. Woodson Academy.
Carter G. Woodson Academy, which is an all-boys school for black and brown students. And they don't call him Micah. They call him Scholar Murphy.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty gangster.
It is dope.
Yeah. They were like, can we have Scholar Murphy come to the office? I said, yes. Have them come. Have them trot on in here. Micah, I know, in his too small jacket. His mama had a jacket on him that stopped mid. I know.
We not talking.
Because we're, ours
are
terrible.
Shut your mouth.
I know. You shut your, these are your children,
too. I didn't say nothing about it. You did.
Well, we'll shut it together. Micah, what are you looking forward to?
Family time and gifts, too.
His grandmother is feeding him answers on in the background. Micah's voice has... Micah was with us this summer. He spent, what, 2 weeks with us? Mm-hmm. He spent his birthday with us. His voice was way higher when he was here before. And now he's over here trying to be a preteen. Micah Murphy, sounding like a cartoon character. He was born at the perfect time because he is right dead smack in the middle of Marcus, our oldest, and the twins. So what you plan on, what type of antics do you and the twins plan on getting into?
Playing the PS5, like playing Minecraft, because one of our Minecraft worlds that we have, and...
Oh, Kai just told him there's way more than Minecraft. There's way more. Any other things? Do we have to take you to a park this year again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because he's gotta coach them on soccer. They're not doing soccer yet. They're doing basketball, but soccer is their next sport. And the only way they're going to get good is this guy right here.
The only one who's trying to kick nothing.
What? Why you say
no,
like
you don't want us trying to kick no power. You think your knee hurt.
Anything else you want to share with the people, Micah?
Not really.
Not really?
Well, yeah, Merry Christmas to y'all.
All right. I love you. All right. Thank you, Micah. We're going
to
have to
remove all the components that hold a knee on my leg. Just be thigh and shin.
We're going to have the queen of the house who's been out here waiting for her turn. Mm-hmm. Come on down. Listen.
Come on, Ghost of Christmas Future.
Ghost of Christmas Future. Why is she out here waving? I love this green eyeliner. Who decided to do that?
I'm good. How you doing?
Look at skinny Minnie.
I mean, her sister got, she's royal blue right now, so your mom had to do something.
Who can't jump me? What's the matter with y'all?
Oh, nothing's the matter
with
you.
Better ask somebody.
Mama.
Yeah, make sure she come out here next. Yes.
Oh, no.
Si, tell your granny to come out here and sit.
There she cooking.
You cooking again?
Come sit down.
You next.
Turn the stove off if you're next. Turn the stuff off.
My niece says she got it. Miss Margaret, where are you going?
She got to get a shoe.
Okay,
she
mama.
She got to put a lipstick on, too.
Talk about Portia. I can't wait for Portia to come out here.
Okay, so you got it.
So, mommy, what is your favorite or funniest Christmas holiday memory?
When I was raising my daughters or when I was a kid?
In your lifetime.
Oh, it was probably when I was a kid about, I had to be 9.
Uh-huh.
We got skates. We had to share. So.
She already laughing. Go ahead. Y'all got skates.
So you put on the right one. And your sister put on the left one and y'all race. And you go down in the street skate.
Uh-huh.
Street skate. So you get on, you take that one foot, and you go, and you can.
So y'all was skateboarding for real.
We didn't know that's what it was. We just had roller skates.
Uh-huh. So one on one foot and one on the other person's foot.
Yes, but you had your, because your barefoot kind of gave you the momentum.
Uh-huh.
But then my parents got maybe better income, then we got a pair of skates. Uh-huh. And I could turn, I could go down there fast, and I could stop on a dime.
You can roller skate.
I street skate. I don't know what they call the stuff they put you in the building, but I could street skate.
She need that gravel.
Yeah, I need that gravel. I need that tar. Yeah, that what that road, that asphalt.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
I need all that.
Oh, I love it. Yes. I love it.
And then getting the fruit. We never ate fruit till Christmas. Never ate an apple.
Y'all didn't have fruit growing up during the week?
Was that necessary?
I guess not.
No, we only had it on Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would have oranges, apples, and nuts. Well, we would take
so some. That's where giving away fruit on Christmas must come from. Must come from the South.
It well, that's when yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Y'all, your church is giving them away. The bags of fruit with the big peppermint stick. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that must be a Southern
first festival, girl.
Okay. Shut up.
Well, we used to love Christmas because we could eat apples.
Oh.
And oranges and tangerines.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Didn't know why that was a tradition. Yeah,
that
now
was good.
Finding out the story behind it. And what? That's what she brought up. The nuts. That's when she said the nuts added it to it. That's what made it make sense to me.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to this Christmas?
Well, I'm looking forward to spending Christmas with my four amazing daughters and my four handsome and all together son-in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cross my fingers. Because I really think that it's going to be a great Christmas. We're having everybody together, having the husband and wives that truly love each other. I mean, these two call each other babe and honey. And I don't know what Josh and Daisy call each other. I don't know what the other two, but I know what these two call each other. So, but I know they had nicknames. I like when couples have nicknames.
Mama loves it. She's like, oh.
Yeah, I do.
Y'all talk so sweet to each other.
Yeah, I do. Babe, you want something? Hey, babe, husband, babe. I be saying, oh, Lord, they done come a long way. You remember? Bless it.
Mama be remembering our past in such a deep, dark way. She's like, y'all used to just not talk soft.
Oh, Lord.
We still don't.
Yeah.
We still.
But y'all.
We
but,
add babe to it.
When I'm
around. Still be like, get your punk ass in there. Yeah,
that's still a part of it.
No, I'm looking forward to this Christmas because there's a lot of things going on in my life, a lot of changes in my life, other than just losing weight, but a whole lot of else.
Mm-hmm.
I feel more complete as myself,
mm-hmm.
with or without. You know, I enjoy you all. I enjoy all my children in my own way, and I'm learning how to be okay with them,
mm-hmm.
for what they bring to the table. I did realize here lately how much of my daughters are living a life that I dreamed of. I didn't realize that your life is lived in your legacy. Is that the right word?
No, I like it.
I thought, you know, you how you have tried, you want to do this, 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 and then finally you realize you're 74 and you ain't done this and you ain't done that. But then as I listen to my daughters and watch them, I see that I'm living a hellacious life in the best way. I mean, okay, I guess
so. Not hellacious.
It's not hellacious. What's
no,
it called?
It's definitely not hellacious because that's that. Hellacious is terrible. It's like on a huge scale.
Oh, see, hellacious. You don't know. I thought I was trying to say it was all that. You know, it
there
was,
we go. Use
it's,
that.
It's a powerful life. A
there
life that's
you go.
Moving mountains and changing lives and saving people, mm-hmm. helping people. That's what I meant. But so that's the word I use. You all have to forgive me, but I didn't get the dictionary.
That's all right. We got you
y'all
where
got
you need
me
to
right.
go.
Y'all, you can always take that out, edit it out. Okay.
No.
Oh, this is a lie.
So we going to the next.
No, person. You're not. I'm not finished.
No, because this is getting long.
I know, but it ain't my fault. You should put me first.
Oh.
Some of us has
got to
preach.
Listen.
And some of us should be saying amen as much as I pay.
Well, as you already know.
Hey.
Say, listen. Now you're supposed to say amen because you know.
So we have
y'all
the back.
Argue.
Thank you so much, Mama. We're gonna have
you're
the other
so
Mama
beautiful.
Come.
Go on, get up.
You see my nails?
Yeah, they nice too. Yeah, they nice.
Wait a minute, show you this. I want to show. See, look.
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm
nice too.
Thank you so much,
thank
Mama.
Thank you so much for having me.
We thank you for allowing us to use
Mama.
Your studio space. Oh my God, Thelma and Louise, and this is the second half of that.
Yes.
This is Margaret Tanksley, a.k.a. Mama Tanksley, a.k.a. Mama Margaret. These
thank
two
you.
Go after each other. If y'all could see my mother behind the camera, I just pray for our strength in the Lord.
Well, I'm so glad to be here with my family, Marcus, my baby, Angel, my other baby. I love being with them every Christmas. And
you don't have no choice.
You're right. She doesn't
well,
have a choice.
Well, my son decided to get me an Airbnb next year because I got up and cooked breakfast. I wash clothes too much. I run up the water bill. So he's going to get me an Airbnb,
great.
And I'm looking
my
forward to
pain.
It.
Marcus complained so much. And I said,
Mr. Grinch over here.
That's right. He do become a Grinch.
But we have fallen out, but I love him. I'm proud of him.
I didn't say next year. You might get it this year.
Well, this year will be fine.
As long as it's a nice one.
Make sure it's nice and I got a swimming pool because it's hot out here.
Oh, my gosh. Miss Margaret, what is your funniest Christmas memory?
My funniest? I think my funniest is, you know, I'm the youngest of 10. So my brother got a BB gun.
Oh.
And mom and dad forgot to get the BBs to the BB gun.
Uh-huh.
So knowing my brother, he pouted all day. Well, you couldn't get him until the next week because of Christmas.
Yeah.
So that was my fun, because I thought that was real funny.
Just watching him pout?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Marcus already knew. He said, I already know who was pouting.
Now, so, my oldest, I don't remember them at Christmas time because they're so much older than me.
Uh-huh.
So I don't remember. But I remember me, Gene, and Rufus being together on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now, what are you hoping for this? What are you most looking forward to this Christmas season?
Well, visiting my family. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to get some money. I'm like my grandson, little Marcus.
Uh-huh.
And clothes, I got plenty of. I try to go out every day looking the best I can.
Her nails.
All this metal and nails and stuff clanking together.
I love to bling.
Love to bling,
that's
bling.
Always said you was but, looking for his money.
And I'm still looking for that money.
She said, I'm still looking for it. Miss Margaret hosted her first holiday party this year.
Yes, LOLs. Y'all missed it. It was a beautiful party. The food was delicious. But we paid too much for our decorator, and I know we did. And the only thing about this, we did not get it cleaned up properly. So we lost our deposit. But after all,
the decorator was supposed to clean it up.
Yes. But after, I mean, through it all, we had a good time. I had a ball. Yes, I danced with everybody else's husbands because they didn't want to dance. So, you know, snooze, you lose. But anyway, I loved it. And I had a ball.
I'm so glad we got that recap. Oh, so glad.
Red bone thought over messing up marriages.
She said, I danced with everybody else's husbands, but you snooze, you lose. Yes, no,
I don't love none of them. I just love to dance and then I'm none.
Did you see her? Did you see her dress?
No, I didn't see a picture.
Oh,
did she
I have to show you my dress.
Okay.
It was split up to here. It was red.
Oh,
bling,
had
bling.
That thing.
That's
out.
Why I got my nails like this. My shoes was heels was red and diamonds. Yes.
And diamonds.
And yes. Yeah, I had a good time. Yeah, I look nice.
Yes.
And I was told many times at night how nice I look.
Well, I am so glad the ladies of leisure had an amazing holiday party. And, of course, we are so happy to have you out here with us.
Yes, and I'm glad to be here. But I'm still looking forward to my Airbnb.
You ain't getting one.
No, we're going to put him in Airbnb.
I'm going to come get the boys.
Uh-huh.
Rent me a car. You have to rent me a vehicle because I have.
You come get
okay,
the boys
okay.
Well, Mama Margaret,
I got my book. Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us this podcast.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. Glad to be here.
Okay, we're about to have our next guest, my niece.
I'm showing Angel.
Well, then my other niece. You ain't got to be that one. We need somebody to open the door. You looked gorgeous.
Thank you.
You look gorgeous. We have
Mama,
so many people here.
Up,
so many folk. And coming up is Daisy's eldest child.
Is she still tending the kitchen?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I supposed to relieve somebody?
Yes, you are. Oh, Marcus.
Ooh.
The
what? Shit.
Come on. Come sit on down, Portia. I love your shirt.
What's up,
it
Lane?
Says you don't believe you don't believe in God, then explain black women. Period. Mm-hmm. Period.
Hey, Puddin' Pie.
We have Portia Sheree Thomas, LSCW.
I got no hug from a knee. Come on over here. Oh, bless it. Mm-hmm. Bless it.
LCSW.
I know it's all the initials. Listen, clinical social counselor worker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do all that. Sometimes twice.
Portia is a therapist to children and a therapist to people, adults, all of them.
Children aren't people.
No. Sometimes they're not.
Sometimes Portia used to work with the real special, special people that bite and spit.
She used the real special, special.
She did. She used to work with the ones that you had to have this patience of God.
Himself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then eventually she realized she did not.
I don't like fighting. I don't enjoy it.
Really?
It is actually kind of traumatizing.
Shocking.
Nah, I don't like it. And so once my license plate got bent up, I decided that I didn't want to work in that field anymore. When loud noises started triggering me, I realized this is not for me. I don't like it.
Close the door.
Quite honestly, what are we doing?
Is this definitely recording back? Yeah. Okay.
What are we doing? And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm not.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, it started recording before we started.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine. Portia, what is your funniest Christmas moment, memory?
As an adult, looking back and realizing...
It can be any time in your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
As an adult, looking back and realizing how much my mom lied.
Okay. Oh, please, tell us. We love to hear hilarious. The lies of Daisy.
If it lines up with anything of her childhood, I'm going to know something's up.
So, I was a very nosy child.
Mm-hmm.
Secrets were...
Yeah, I was about to say, still.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mind my business.
Yep.
And so, anyway, you're not on...
The mic.
I was a very nosy child, and so anytime that we would find our gifts, mom would tell us that it was for somebody else.
It's family in need.
She would have us try on our gifts in the store and be like, it's a little girl who is at a shelter who does not have clothes. And I'd be like, mom really liked these though. And she's like, she needs them more. And then.
Traumatized you right before Christmas. Well, I'm too like, bad.
Well, I hope she really likes them. She said, me too. That's crazy. And so then to get them on Christmas, I'd be like, she didn't need them. Oh. And she's like, she never, like, as an adult, I'm like, that's crazy. Why didn't you just tell us? I don't know what size you wear no more. And so I'm going to need you to try these on. But yeah.
She's like, no. This is easier. Let me make up people that don't exist.
Make up people that don't exist. If you turn around in the car, like, I know she would carry our gifts in the car. She still had to pick us up from wherever. And she's like, if you turn around, Christmas is over. And I'm like, that's a very odd.
Do you remember the time in your life when your mother didn't believe in Christmas trees?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh.
I don't remember that time.
Daisy got so saved that she didn't believe in Christmas trees
anymore.
It was
a pagan holiday.
See what happens.
It was
that far gone.
That's it.
And then you get saved.
She knows.
You get too saved.
She knows she got too saved.
Pendulum swing hard.
Oh, yeah. It swung all the way to only dresses.
There you go.
She used to only wear dresses.
And tennis shoes.
Oh, you was one of these.
Yes.
That's how I would have known. Either you still ain't living that life or you fought, or you came from that life.
Daisy was one of those saved.
So I thought the pamphlets, like the Bad Bob pamphlets, I thought those were like regular comic books.
Oh, the tracks.
Yeah,
Daisy used to give out tracks. Daisy was one of them.
I didn't know that they were not.
Yeah, Marcus hadn't really seen any until we went to his chiropractor.
I didn't remember them.
Oh, well, Marcus's chiropractor gave us some tracks. He said, this is my favorite one.
Comic books, I told you.
I said, I remember seeing these things.
I said, Daisy used to
have these. I thought all of my friends were reading those. They weren't.
Oh, we used to draw them. Let's make it seem real. Let's make it interesting.
You were who the tracks were for. This kid doesn't get it.
A quick question before I let you go that I didn't ask anybody else because I just put this out on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall Spencer's?
I saw your post and I said, I don't know what she was doing. But I wasn't allowed to go to Spencer's because Spencer's was raunchy.
No, I saw a few people on there be like, no, their Spencer's had games, but they didn't have what you've seen.
Full-blown.
They didn't have it.
Yeah, full.
It must have been the 2000s, but I remember not being like, I couldn't tell her that I went to Spencer's.
Yeah.
I went to the front part of Spencer's.
It didn't have full-blown dildos. That's what I'm saying. People are like, they always had. Yeah, no. We had sex toy stores.
But even inside the mall, it was still like,
Well, it might be now, but not when we were kids.
Look,
back in the year.
People kept saying, y'all weren't, they were like, you weren't paying attention. You didn't go to the back store. I went everywhere. I was nosy.
Yeah, because
if it was going to be there, I was going to see it.
Plus, we're a little old school with some of these people. I remember Fayette, because y'all might not have been in Lexington yet. I remember Fayette Mall when it still had fountains in the middle of it and a smoking section.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember this.
How old are you?
Well, because you got to Lexington after me. Yeah, I remember all that.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember all of that.
I said, why y'all take the fountains up out? You got a whole bunch of money people throwing.
This was when Lexington Mall still here? When Lexington Mall still was a real mall. Yeah.
Turflin.
Mm-hmm. Now we don't went. Look, they don't know what we talking about, y'all. Come on.
All right, is your Aunt Jackie awake? Mm-mm. Oh, well.
We
Well, that's it.
I think we good.
We didn't get my other, thank you, Portia. You can get up. Thank you so much. We did not get the other pieces of my family, which would be the second Brown family, my sister Jackie. But don't worry.
Yeah, Terrence and Eileen.
You all will see her at the Christmas Eve party tomorrow. Those of you all who are part of Patreon, because we'll stream some of it. If you're not a part of Patreon, this is it. This is the last time you're going to see us until the new year.
Absolutely.
We hope you all have a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
A Happy Kwanzaa.
All of that.
And a Happy New Year.
You already know it.
We will be back at the top of the year on the 1st, I think January 1st. It'll be a fun, short episode. But we definitely wanted to make sure that we came here to make your spirits more merrier. What is my company called? Mama Likes has bonnets, caftans, therapy journals, and
I was going to say readers,
and affirmation cards as a bundle for sale. You can get it at shopmamalikes.com. They are pre-order. They will be shipped towards the end of January. So please go on ahead and get you one. Support our business. Mm-hmm. And what about you, baby?
Let me see. We're just gonna close out this year and start the next year strong. I ain't got nothing. Y'all, it's been a lot. The load has been heavy.
Is the load heavy?
Yeah, on certain things. But yeah, y'all know manshit, manshyt.com, beard and body butter. It's been slow on getting material to make the man shit because of the holidays, everything slows down. But we're going to start the year strong next year. And we got some other stuff coming up for next year. But yeah.
All right. Listen, you see, we're going. What you mean, New Year's? We can do the New Year's goals at the top of the year because our first episode back is on the 1st.
This is Angel's Child through and through.
That is my baby. And I'm very proud. Very proud, even though he's got a lot of your daggone tendencies.
He's got yours.
I know, and I'm proud of it. All right, y'all. We will see you all in 2025. Please be safe. Thank you so much for supporting us, and we love you all dearly.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back, so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.